Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show. If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, bsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author Don S. McClure.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to another Classical Music Adventures on Sunday. I'm your host, Don S. McClure, and we decided today to take you on an adventure through some of the best and exciting musicals for today. Yes, we have Guys and Dolls, West Side Story, The Sound of Music, Bugsy Malone, and a lot more. You're going to enjoy it. We're running about a half an hour late, but as always, we bring you the most exciting music on a Sunday. So let us begin with some exciting music from The Sound of Music, 1965, and venture into Annie, the 2014 version, as well as the one before that. So let's enjoy Classical Music Adventures on Sunday with The Sound of Music. Thank you.
feet like the wings of the birds that rise from the lake to the trees. My heart wants to sigh like a chime that flies from a church on a breeze. To laugh like a brook when it trips and falls over stones on its way. To sing through the night like a lark with
the sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow. Till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick on my chin and grin and say, oh, the sun will come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come what may, tomorrow, tomorrow, Alania, tomorrow, you're always a day away. With the day that's gray and lonely, I just take out my chin and grin and say, oh, the sun will come out. Thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow. Till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick out my chin and grin and say, oh, the sun will come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come what may, tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you tomorrow, you're always a day.
crime scenes have just been reported on the Lower East Side.
There's been a far too bad show, don't
you? Why did you let us take a hit of the mountain?
So this is show business?
This is getting ridiculous.
Decided we're
my big opportunity.
That cute little finger, you made life a song. Today was a straight up nightmare.
But there was this, I was looking for something, looking for a loose end. Now I don't need it.
don't have to sit around complaining about the way your life has wound up. Think of all the time you're wasting, time's a precious thing to let roll by. Sure, you've hit the bottom, but remember you'll be building from the ground up. Every day's another step that takes you even closer to the sky, so give it a try. You don't have to sit around depressed about the way that luck deceives you. Fortune sailed away, you missed the boat and found that you'd been left behind.
What's the matter with you?
Fight and fight some more until you know the world is ready to receive you. Lady luck is fickle, but a lady is allowed to change her mind.
What's the matter with you?
All right, yeah, that's your luck.
Yeah, me too.
And what about the rest of you? What about you and you and you? Why not? Come on.
You don't have to sit around complaining about the way your life has wound up. So be a man, you know you can't be certain that you'll lose until you try. You don't have to sit around complaining about the way your life has wound up. So be a man, you know you can't be certain that you'll lose until you try. So give it a try.
Is everybody with me?
Anything that we want it to be,
but don't it make your heart glad
that we decided,
I bet we take pride in,
we became the best at being bad.
We could have been anything that we wanted to be, with all the talent we had. No doubt about it, we whine and we pout it. We're the very best at being bad guys.
We're rotten to the core.
My congratulations, no one likes you anymore.
Bad guys.
We're the very worst. Each of us contemptible. We're criticized and cursed.
We made the big time, malicious and mad. We're the very best at being bad.
Hey, look at me, I'm dancing.
We could have been anything that we wanted to be. We took the easy way out. With little training, we mastered complaining. Managing the necessary, we're so rude it's almost scary. We could have been anything that we wanted to be. With all the talent we had. With little practice, we made every black.
Come on, we got business to do. Move it. Get in here.
concentrate on a game. The town is up to here with high players. The Greek's in town.
Brandy Bottle Bay, Scranton Slim.
I know.
I could make a fortune, but to make a fortune, I need a fortune. $1,000.
Where do I get it?
The Biltmore Garage wants a grand.
But we ain't got a grand on hand.
And they now have a lock on the door to the gym at Public School 84. There's the stockroom behind McCluskey's bar.
But Mrs. McCluskey ain't a good scout.
And things being how they are, the back of the police station is out. So the Biltmore Garage is the spot. But the $1,000 we ain't got.
Why, it's good old reliable Nathan, Detroit. If you're looking for action, he'll furnish the spot.
Even when the heat is on, it's never too hot.
Not for good old reliable Nathan, for it's always just a short walk to the oldest established permanent folding craft team in New York. There are well-heeled shooters everywhere. There are well-heeled shooters everywhere.
And an awful lot of letters
for the fella who can get us there.
If we only had a lousy little friend, we could be a millionaire.
That's good old reliable Nathan, Detroit.
If the size of your bundle you want to increase, I'll arrange that you go broke in quiet and peace.
In a hideout provided by Nathan, where there are no neighbors to squawk. It's the oldest established permanent voting in New York. Where's the action? Where's the game?
Gotta have the game or we'll die from shame.
It's the oldest established permanent
Gentlemen, I am deeply touched by your faith and loyalty. Gentlemen, do not worry. Nathan Detroit's crap game will float again.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
And we're back, and I hope you've enjoyed the first hour of our show. I mean, we've been on since 5:30. I don't know what's happening with our time clock, but we'll get that part together. But I am enjoying bringing you Classical Music Adventure. Today we're doing musicals, musicals that have touched us, made us believe that we could achieve the things that we saw on TV and in film and in production to give us the strength and the courage to try. Like the TV theme Fame, I watched it over and over again as I watched Leroy and the rest of the dancers that Debbie Allen put together. Beautiful show. It encouraged people. Irene Cara sang the theme song, and it just delighted us to see the stories of students who wanted to attend the School of the Arts and become the best. Some became producers, others became talented dancers. But it did inspire the world, the country, and the cities where we lived in. You know, I believe that what you watch growing up has a great influence on your life, and it will help you to bridge the gap of faith and belief. It takes a lot to want to be in the arts, and it takes even more to give it up. I want you to remain steadfast no matter how hard it gets. So today we're taking you through an adventure through musicals.
Tell me. close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me, that I call my home. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care, so call me crazy. We can live in a world that we design. Cause every night I light the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake. I think of what the world could be, a vision of the one I see. A million dreams is all it's gonna take. A million dreams for the world we're gonna make. There's a house we can build, every room inside is filled with things from far away. Special things I can pile, each one better make you smile on a rainy day. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say we lost our mind. I don't care, they call us crazy. Run away to a world that we design. Cause every night a lion's bed, the brightest colors fill my head.
And those last two beautiful tracks was done by a young new star, Lucy Thomas. You see, the music doesn't really change from the time that I grew up with Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, from the time that I grew up with Oklahoma, and a lot of the great musicals that I truly enjoyed. And we can continue to do newer classical adventures, stronger productions. We have the writers. We have the talent. We have to become producer-driven so that we can take the new generation to the same desires that we had. But that was Lucy Thomas. We turn now our attention to Rent, a great musical, and we have a couple of soundtracks from that.
From the pretty boy front man, Wasted opportunity. One song, he had the world at his feet. Glory in the eyes of a young girl. A young girl. Find glory beyond the cheap colored lights. One song before the sun sets. Glory on another empty life. Time flies, time dies. Song that rings true, truth like a blazing fire, an eternal flame. Find one song, a song about love, glory from the soul of a young man. A young man. Find the one song before the virus takes hold, glory like a sunset. One song to redeem this empty life.
Said, time changes, but talent continues to grow and move. I never imagined Ty Diggs being in a musical, but it's not impossible. Back in the day, we had James Cagney, who went from gangster movies to being a song and dance man. Gene Kelly became a serious actor, was also famous for doing Singing in the Rain. A lot of the guys that we thought, Marlon Brando, was in a musical with Frank Sinatra, guys and dolls. So versatility is inside of a talent. What's presented needs to be more opportunities to express that. I'm telling you, the arts creates better environments, better desires. Here's Frank Sinatra in Guys and Dolls.
Do you know what is at stake here? Nathan Detroit's crap game because of a doll. I cannot believe that a number one businessman like you could let himself go and fall in love with his own fiance.
All right, so Adelaide is my weakness. Can you not be tolerant that I have got a weakness? Especially since this weakness is a sad condition that guys are in all over the world. Look, what's playing at the Roxy? I'll tell you what's playing at the Roxy. It's a picture about a Minnesota man so in love with a Mississippi girl that he sacrifices everything and moves all the way to Biloxi. That's what's playing at the Roxy. What's in the Daily News? I'll tell you what's in the Daily News. Story about a guy who bought his wife a small ruby with what otherwise would have been his union dues. That's what's in the Daily News. What's happening all over? I'll tell you what's happening all over. Guy sitting home by a television set who used to be something of a rover. That's what's happening all over. Love is a thing that has licked them. And it looks like I'm just another victim. Yes, sir.
When you see a guy reach for stars in the sky, you can bet that he's doing it for some doll.
When you spot a John waiting out in the rain, chances are he's insane, as only a John can be for a Jane.
When you meet a gent paying all kinds of rent for a flat that could flatten the Taj Mahal,
call it sad, call it funny, but it's better than even money. That's the guy's only doing it for some dough.
When you see a Joe saving half of his dough, you can bet there'll be mink in it for some dough.
When a bum buys wine like a bum can't afford, it's a cinch that the bum is under the thumb of some little broad.
When you meet a mug lately out of the jug, and he's still lifting platinum fall the roll,
call it hell, call it heaven, it's a probable 12 to 7 that the guy's only doing it for some dough.
When you see a sport and his cash has run short, you can bet he's been blowing it on some dough.
When a guy wears tails with the front gleaming white, who the heck do you think he's tickling pink on Saturday night?
When some lazy slob gets a good steady job, and he smells from Vitalis and Barbasol.
Call it dumb, call it clever, ah, but you can give odds forever that the guy's only doing it for some dough, some dough, some dough. The guy's only doing it for some dough.
Nathan, you must concentrate on the game. The town is up to here with high players. The Greek's in town.
Brandy Bottle Bay, Scranton Slim.
I know. I could make a fortune. But to make a fortune, I need a fortune.
$1,000.
Where do I get it?
The Biltmore Garage wants a grand.
But we ain't got a grand on hand.
And they now have a lock on the door to the gym at Public School 84.
There's the stockroom behind McCluskey's bar.
But Mrs. McCluskey ain't a good scout.
And things being how they are, the back of the police station is out.
So the Biltmore Garage is the spot.
But the $1,000 we ain't got.
Why, it's good old reliable Nathan, Detroit. If you're looking for action, he'll furnish the spot.
Even when the heat is on, it's never too hot.
Not for good old reliable Nathan, for it's always just a short walk to the oldest established permanent floating craft game in New York. There are well-heeled shooters everywhere. There are well-heeled shooters everywhere.
And an awful lot of letters.
What a fella who can get.
If we only had a lousy little friend, we could be a millionaire.
Good old reliable Nathan, Detroit.
If the size of your bundle you want to increase, I'll arrange that you go broke in quiet and peace.
In a hideout provided by Nathan, where there are no neighbors to squawk.
It's the oldest established permanent holding in New York. Where's the action? Where's the game?
Gotta have the game or we'll die from shame.
It's the oldest established permanent floating craft game in New York.
Gentlemen, I am deeply touched by your faith and loyalty. Gentlemen, do not worry. Nathan Detroit's crap game will float again.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to hold my breath. Let it stay this way. Can't let this moment end. You set off a dream in me, getting louder now. Can you hear it echoing? Take my hand. Will you share this with me? 'Cause darling, without you, all the shine of a thousand spotlights, all the stars we steal from the night sky will never be enough, never be enough.
And that was Never Enough. That came from the musical, The Greatest Showman. You know, and for Logan in The Wolverines, Hugh Jackman starred in the musical. It just shows you. And the musical is just amazing, to go from the images of a mutant X-Man, Logan, to a musical, The Greatest Showman. You've got to go to YouTube, take a look at it. You got to rent the film, The Greatest Showman. It's really worth seeing. There are things that just don't change, and it helps us grow. That's the thing about musicals and music and the arts. It's endearing. We turn now to Sabine, doing a Mozart piece that's difficult to do, one of the most difficult arias, but she performs it well.
Thank you.
And yes, last week on Classical Adventures, we played the phenomenal 10-year-old who also nailed that aria. Magnificent. You know, music, I still say, is the bridging gap between racial disharmony. The arts can bring you together like sports. The arts can bring you together like some of the greatest events in the world because they share art and music. And it's just amazing. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we've got more great music for you on Classical Music Adventures, musicals that touch us yesterday and today. I bring you now the promotional commercial for my book, Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field, that is being ordered by individuals in Virginia, Florida, and St. Louis.
Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is more than a story. It is an emotional reading from the heart as you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish, believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child as she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with an understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself, and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story. But it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
Yes, I truly enjoyed writing that book, Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field. It was exciting to create every page that you need to read and digest. It's a great book. It has a lot of moral value inside. We're going to turn now to our last minutes in the show and remind you that Jamie Foxx was in the new musical 2014, Annie. And again, it shows you that actors can go from one genre to the other and be successful at it. I'm telling you, musicals, film, stage productions. Even Denzel Washington is starring in Macbeth on stage. So it just goes to show you, the more we put into the arts in school, we turn out greater individuals. Let's listen to Annie one more time as she talks about tomorrow. And the sun will come out for all of us tomorrow.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow. Till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick on my chin and grin and say, oh, the sun will come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come what may, tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you, tomorrow, you're always a day away. With that day.
From the musical Annie. Just really amazing. You know, and the musicals don't only address the joys of life. In the track, Hard Knock Life and Annie, it's a hard knock life. Still gets better. But it shows you the versatility in the writing ability of the producers and the writers for a musical. Let's listen to Hard Knock Life from Annie.
Come on.
Well, this Sunday we got started a little late, but we're going to end on time. And again, I want you to think about encouraging how the arts can really help a person, young or old, continue to enjoy life. We're going to end the show today with Fame, and I want you to go look up that TV show by Debbie Allen and see how successful it was. And just watch the stories. You may find a lot inside of that story that relates to you. This is Don S. McClure signing off for Classical Music Adventures. I'm your host and producer of the show, and I will catch you next Sunday on more Classical Music Adventures. Fame, and when you look for fame, you usually achieve it. I'm signing off tonight at 7:01. This is Don S. McClure on Classical Music Adventures.